Welcome back to Your Latino USA, everyone. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And earlier in our show, we talked about people who speak more than one language, like most of us at the Latino USA newsroom. But what about someone, or maybe some things, that speak a made-up language? Producer Antonia Cerejido has our story.
If you are a dedicated Latino USA listener and you make it through all the credits, you know that Nancy Trujillo makes it all happen.
Nancy Trujillo makes it all happen.
Nancy is our office manager, and Maria is 100% right. Nothing would work in this office without her. But Nancy is known for more things in the office than just her amazing organizational skills. Hey, Michael, what's Nancy's favorite thing in the world?
Considering that there's a giant minion pinata staring me in the face right now, I'm going to go with minions.
Hey, Marlon. You know, Nancy Trujillo, she makes everything happen in this office. Can you tell me what, something she really loves?
All I know is that there's more minions per capita in this office than any place I've ever been in my entire life. So...
Nancy is obsessed with the minions. And if you can't recognize their crazy maniacal laughter, they are these little yellow pill-shaped animated characters from the Despicable Me movies.
We are going to steal. Wait, wait! I haven't told you what it is yet.
They are the helpers of Gru, a supervillain voiced by Steve Carell.
Hey, Dave, listen up, please!
But this summer, they will become the stars in their own movie, appropriately titled Minions.
Respect. Power.
Banana.
Banana.
Explain to us what we see on your desk that's minion related.
About a bajillion things. So right now, looking at my computer, I see 5 minions.
On Nancy's desk, there are minion drawings. A minion bucket. A minion stuffed animal, a minion sleep mask. And that minion pinata Michael was talking about, it comes with a stick that has a small minion on the end, so you have to hit the big minion with the little minion in like some sad murder minion situation.
When I see them, I get extremely happy. I feel like a child. I become a child. I let the child come out.
So was it when you first saw the first Despicable Me movie that you... started getting this interest?
So I've thought about it and where this love and passion and sort of excitement for these came. And they actually came not from watching the movies, but watching how my godson reacted to them. And he was watching the movie once and he was so excited. So whenever I saw him, he was like, oh my God, the minions, the minions. And he would always say these words, para tu, para tu, para tu.
Yes, para tu. Papoy.
Obviously, para tu is in Spanish. Does your godson speak Spanish at home?
Yes, he does.
When I first met Nancy a year ago, I thought the Minions craze was a phenomenon specific to children and Nancy. But then I started to notice that more and more Minion GIFs were crowding my Facebook feed. Friends were sending me tons of Minion images on Facebook chat. And guess which friends were posting Minions? My Latino friends.
You recently went on a trip to Guatemala.
I did.
This is Daisy Rosario, a fellow producer. She went to Guatemala and came back with a small knitted minion for Nancy. Daisy was surprised to even find it.
They're selling scarves, they're selling coin purses, they're selling little bits of jewelry. There's no real semblance of popular culture, except for minions. What is it about these minions that, like, even in this, you know, kind of very rural, like, very remote part of Central America, like, people are like, yeah, minions.
In the trailer for the new movie, the minions say things like, and... So I went directly to the man who would know better than anyone to ask a question that was killing me. Are the minions Latino?
No, I don't want to be rude or anything, but not at all.
This is Pierre Coffin. He was a co-director on the Despicable Me movies and is currently co-directing the upcoming Minions one. And on top of that, he is the voice of all the minions.
Every time there was a crowd scene, I would like, oh, God, I got to do like all these different tracks of like all the minions yelling and stuff. There was no information in the script as to whether they should speak or not.
In the first Despicable Me movie, the minions really only say a couple words here and there. But Pierre was already starting to experiment.
I could actually express like anger, happiness, laughter, or sadness, whatever, with ridiculous words put together.
But for Despicable Me 2, the minions had to speak more. And so their language had to get a bit more sophisticated.
Do you know that movie with Sean Connery called The Name of the Rose?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it.
It's a movie with monks. And one of the monks is actually played by Ron Perlman, I think. And he speaks all the languages of the world.
Watch out for the Draco who cometh in futurum to gnaw on your anima. La morte suprenos.
When I saw it first, I thought it was like really magic just because I could understand everything because of the nature of all the words.
Pierre didn't set out to create a whole new language like Star Trek did with Klingon or Lord of the Rings did with Elvish. He wanted recognizable words.
To actually stick those words, you know, coming from all over the world or made up words, just with that melody that makes it sound like it's someone speaking with a natural flow, and stick that into the visual of like a yellow guy with one eye speaking to another one, then you've got something that's really weird.
When Pierre first started voicing the minions, he'd just improvise.
Then I realized, like hearing it back, that I could hear myself thinking about the next word I was going to say. I have this book in front of me right now where I sort of wrote every sentences that I wrote for the movie.
He read me some of the dialogue that didn't make it into the movie.
I say, allo, no le inquieta. Tupe la paco la crona. Let me read you another one. Like, couscous le bono con la merguesa. Con amore bodies.
What's up with all of the food references?
Ah, well, all the minion stuff is just all about food, actually. Like, they crave for bananas. They express themselves, like, in food terms. I have this whole collection of food menus here from restaurants around here. It's just like, and Indian food being obviously the most nice-sounding things, like chicken biryani or chicken tikka masala. The choice of the words are mostly about their melodic values and how natural the words can be in a sentence.
And Pierre finds that Spanish words can sound natural.
Well, what's super cool about the Spanish language is that it ends with either A, O, and all these words, I, for some reason in my head, that's the minion language.
But on top of that, there's a sort of functional reason for the Spanish words. I don't want to get too complicated, but part of the minions' backstory is that they have been around since the beginning of time. And because of that, their language is an accumulation of all the languages they've heard throughout all of history.
Since, you know, Spanish is the fourth language that the most spoken in the world.
He's close. It's the second most spoken language.
It makes all sense that it pops out like as much as it does.
Right.
At this point, I had to return to my original question.
I haven't seen the final Minions movie. Obviously, it's not out, but I have seen
almost done.
I have seen all of the trailers, and you know they arrived to New York City in a boat and. I have to tell you, I work in an office where we deal with Latino issues, so I think about immigration a lot. But are the minions immigrants?
Well, I never thought of that.
I don't know. It's so funny because I was watching the trailers under this thinking of like, why is it such a like Latino phenomenon? And I was like, I don't know. They're coming to the U.S. They don't speak English. They're looking to, like, service someone in their home.
Oh, man. Now that you're saying it, yeah. But I never... yeah, it's all about Latinos. Yeah.
Maybe I was looking at this Minions thing all wrong. Maybe it's not so much that the Minions are popular with Latinos, but rather that Latinos have helped make the Minions hugely popular. One in four movie tickets sold in the U.S. is bought by a Latino. And if we go even deeper, Latino women above 25 are the most frequent moviegoers. So there's a good chance that these are moms looking for a good movie to take their kids to.
I have the feeling that everyone is expecting this movie to be for small children. And it totally isn't, actually. It's since I became a father, I bring my kids often to see like movies and stuff, and I I just can't stand like movies that are just for kids, because like the poor adults that are there just to accompany their kids, man, I feel for them. And I just hate it when it's just for one audience, when if it's cleverly written, it's for everyone.
Ticket sales even tripled in Latin America between the first Despicable Me movie and the second. But beyond that, the movie has made hundreds of millions of dollars internationally. I figured part of the popularity was that the Minions don't speak one language, so they don't have to be dubbed for foreign markets.
Yeah, that's what I thought, naively. But then I spent like maybe 2 weeks and a half, maybe soon three, just replacing words here and there. But I sometimes make up words that means like offensive stuff, or describe like male anatomy a little bit too much.
Why do you think that the Minions have struck this chord with so many people?
It almost feels like you can feel the character behind the character. You can feel like a real life behind the characters. It's not just characters that are wacky and funny. They also have a soul, and I think people feel that.
Well, I know of at least one person who certainly feels that way. Nancy. So when Pierre offered to show me how he records the dialogue for the Minions, I had one final request.
Just because I have to ask, do you think there's any chance that you could include Nancy's name in anything you say?
Oh, Nancy? Oh, yeah, sure.
That's okay.
He records slow.
Hello.
Hey, Stuart. Por ahí no Nancy Trujillo.
Nancy qué?
Trujillo.
Then speeds it up to normal.
Trujillo!
Tu eres estúpido o qua? No le comprendo. Ciao!
Plumber.
That is the best! Oh my god. I love Antonia.
Making Latino USA dreams come true, I'm Antonia Cerejido.